Yeah, so I was up in the Big Apple last night.
Oh, baby.
Man, I hate that fucking city. Especially, I was at Caroline, so it was just Times Square.
Oh, that's where that is.
Yeah. It's in Times Square. It's on Broadway. And it's like, it is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, driving up there sucks. It also
driving
sucks.
Up there, it wasn't bad. It really isn't bad. Driving up there, it's like an hour and 45 minutes.
No, I'm saying within, driving through Times Square, which is a pain in the ass.
Oh, driving through Times Square sucks dick.
Yeah, I did it through rush hour one time. I was like, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Although I did go through the Lincoln Tunnel at like 5.
How was that?
That sucked.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, that sucked.
You predicted that. You were like, I'm going to go there right at rush hour.
It's like 8 lanes go down to 1 lane.
Ugh.
Yeah. And it's all just shitty fucking people that will never let you in.
Oh, no, dude.
It's unbelievable.
It's unthinkable to be like, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Unfucking thinkable.
Also, I'm way too fucking big for that city.
Yeah.
Like, there's just clusters of people walking together at all times. I just bump into everyone.
Yeah, that's you are actually. I think you are, honestly. I mean,
yeah, I'm too big for that city.
It's fucking annoying.
Every fucking, like, if I'm on a subway or something, people are like,
New York is for short people. It's for like five and under.
Tiny little guys wearing scarves,
like
cool glasses.
Yeah, I mean, like
leather gloves.
This is the best place ever. It is for fucking dorks. New York City is for dorks.
If New York City didn't have stand up, there's no way I would go up there.
I would never. I hate how much everyone loves it too. This is just the energy I feel. It's like, dude,
yeah, it's
fuck
a fucking
off.
Horrific energy.
Fuck off. This place sucks.
But that is what I used to be. Like, when I was younger, I used to think, this is back when I thought shit was cool.
Yeah,
I used to, like, go up to New York and be like, oh, my God, man. This is the city. This is where it's happening.
Yeah.
But that was back when I, like, liked art.
That's so funny.
And books.
I went on a field trip up there when I was a young man, and I was like, fuck this place. I actually hated it, started to kind of like it, and then I went back up there for stand-up, and I was like, yeah, I hate this place again. Just watching people.
Anytime I do stand-up, it's cool, but dealing with the thousands of comics there fucking sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah, it sucks. Because, like, if you don't do stand-up there, they don't fucking, obviously, they have no idea who
you
are, so it's like.
Yeah, that and the whole thing of, like, it's just, like, jaded me. Like, I'm, like, jaded now. It's like, dude,
I'm just such a jaded comic.
Shut up. You've been on, like, 2 podcasts. You're not fucking jaded.
Yeah.
I'm just jaded now.
Yeah.
All these showcases and podcasts I've done. It's like, dude.
I'm jaded to art.
Yeah.
And all that shit. Like.
Like, Andrew Dice Clay is jaded. Eddie Murphy is jaded. If you, like, have flown down, like, Sunset Boulevard in a Ferrari with hookers, it's like, all right, dude, you're jaded.
But,
I've been on Tinder a lot, and it's like, you're not fucking jaded.
Yeah.
You're slowly dying. You're just getting older, and you're 35, and your body's tired.
How are you?
Good.
I haven't seen you, man. You've
I
been
know.
Up in the Big Apple.
I've been MIA, dude.
We literally went opposite directions from Philly. You upgraded and went to a bigger city.
Dude.
I went west, went into the Badlands.
I wish I did. I hate it. I hate that place, dude.
You hate New York, yeah, so do I.
I mean, it's nice. It's, you know, it's cool for what it is, but fucking Jesus. That is the breeding ground of fucking pussies.
Yeah.
Everyone there, everyone up there is like, this is where you come to get tough. And it's like, I swear to God, I was doing a show. Next door to it was a fucking fedora shop. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, of course.
It was just a place, a room of just like dumb hats. It was retarded.
And business is probably booming in
there. Oh, dude, fucking
dickhead hats. A dickhead hat shop in Brooklyn.
I hate when girls wear hats, too.
Oh, I guess it was for ladies, too.
No, I think it was for guys, too.
You don't like when girls wear hats?
No.
I like when they wear baseball hats.
That's it. With a ponytail
like
sticking
out
the back. That's it.
They look like
even that,
the
Jay
chick
Simpson.
From Mortal Kombat.
Who? Sonya Blade?
Yeah. Didn't she wear like a SWAT team hat?
Maybe one of the later ones.
I don't know.
Maybe if you're Jessica Simpson, you can pop the ponytail out the back, but like, don't wear fucking, like, when a girl wears like a Michael Jackson hat, I'm like, ugh. Ew.
Damn.
Just sucks.
It's a good white boy out there.
Out there trimming hedges.
It's a working
shit.
White boy.
Yeah, it is.
That looks like you.
Hell yeah, dude. He's got long hair too. He looks good.
So,
but yeah, dude, it's all I heard.
Gay?
It's just everyone doing one joke. Just being like, so I'm bisexual and I date women and men, and I'm unhappy half the time because I'm dating men. And this girl like, yes. People really do that in the audience. A guy came out and was like, you know, I'm just figuring out this black experience. Some black dude was like talking about his life, and this fucking white chick in the front row just goes, yes. It's like, dude, that has nothing to do with you. There's all these signs up in New York that have like out on businesses, especially in Brooklyn, they have like a guy like holding a baby in a trench coat, and it's like, we accept refugees and immigrants, and it's like,
oh my god,
dude, and this is on a fucking like vape shop, so it's like, this is purely to fucking stroke yourself off. It's dude, the one of them was on a construction site, which I thought was kind of devious. It's like, come on in, boys.
Yeah.
Pick up the shovel,
yeah,
my brother.
Work for $5.
Yeah. Hold this shovel, my brother.
Yeah, pick that's
up this dust.
That's odd. I wonder what'll go on with that.
It's just people stroking themselves off.
Yeah.
So it's literally, that stuff is all for people to stroke themselves, to be like, I'm going to start buying my e-juice here. It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it kind of sucks because it takes away from the people that are actually doing good.
Yeah.
Like, the people that believe in, like, Syrian refugees and, like, want that. And they're like, hey, we need to help these people.
Yeah.
It gets ruined by some fucking white dude in a scarf that's like, oh, my God, I love refugees.
Dude, what? I heard a comic one time be like, I'm basically a refugee on stage. And it's like, dude, either was there some dude who looked like Wario trying to chop off your feet or not? Like, you're not, like, it's either yay or nay.
Yeah.
There's not, like, shades of it.
Was there a guy dressed like a fucking genie trying to toss you off a roof? Two guys breaking down the world.
Two open-minded libs, dude. All I'm doing from now on is woke comedy. It's being like, he's the worst. And I'm like, ew. He's literally orange. That was a punchline time. He's orange.
Yeah, I've had this conversation. It's like comedy's supposed to be counterculture. Not necessarily, but it's supposed to be like, that's like, so I'll go on stage here or like other cities and be like, yeah, white guys are the fucking best.
Yeah.
But then if I'm doing a show in fucking Harrisburg, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
because if I get on stage in Harrisburg into a room full of white dudes in camo, and I'm like, we're the fucking best, right? They're going to be like, fuck yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to fucking be like, I'll go on there and be like, black guys are the shit. And they're like, fuck you, dude. Like, Trump's a fucking retard, you dickheads. But if I got on stage in Brooklyn and I was like, Trump's a retard, they'd be like, oh my god.
Dude, it's literally all it is now. That's the big thing. It's like, go up there and just regurgitate a popular opinion. Just go up there and be like, oh my god, like, I'm so sick of everyone. Yeah. Everyone's just like,
I mean,
yes.
That's what separates a good comic from
an
a
asshole.
Bad comic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
true.
Like, a lot of those people aren't doing anything.
No.
You know? Like, if you look at a special that does that, it's garbage. If it's coming from a white dude or a white chick, that's like, Trump's awful. But like Michael Che, he should do that.
Yeah.
Because that's his fucking world.
No, if you're a fucking white chick from the suburbs, it's like, you got to knock it off. You got to shush.
And you know why? It's because of their privilege.
Dude. Exactly.
That's the weird
thing. To go march and be like, this is fun.
Like, that's the
I'm going to take a picture.
The weird thing about you and I is we are actually liberal.
Yeah.
We are actually aware of race and racism. So when you see people that are it's a white chick that's like, racism's like really bad.
Yeah.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shush. It doesn't affect you.
It's your doing, you fucking idiot.
Talk to your dad about this. I don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
I saw some wacky shit last night.
Did you?
Dude, I was in fucking Penn Station at from 2 to 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Penn Station, New York. So I was under Madison Square Garden. Last night I was under Madison Square Garden from 2 a.m. to 3:30.
Why?
Because I was waiting for my train, dude.
That sounds horrible.
It was fucking chaos down there.
God damn,
and they lock
dude.
Everything off. Like, they block everything off. Because at those hours, it's just homeless people.
Yeah.
It's just homeless people coming in there.
Yeah.
It's so funny to watch
them.
So they,
like, World War Z barricade them?
Yeah. They barricade all the stores. And normally it's a pretty big area, Penn Station.
Yeah,
like,
it's huge.
But they just barricade it, so it's like one fucking hallway.
Fuck.
Only like a quarter of the seats are open in the waiting room, and then
sounds fucking horrible.
Like one fucking Dunkin' Donuts is open.
Of course, they're killing it.
And it's like, yeah, those are some fucking Indian dudes that were like, "No, we stay open."
Yeah, they probably just come and cut the lock and lift up the metal gate, and they're like, "We're selling fucking coffee, dude. Fuck this."
But it's just, it was an episode of Walking Dead in there. Ugh. It was fucking crazy because they can't sit down and hang out and sleep and shit, because then they get kicked out. But if you're just a black dude,
if you're just a homeless
person walking around,
by all means, world's
maybe,
your oyster, dude.
Yeah, but if you fucking stop and wait, somebody comes over and is like, "All right,
so
come
on." It's like almost like a reverse game of freeze tag.
It is.
If you freeze, they're like, "You're out. Get the fuck out."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they just get kicked out constantly. It's so funny. Dude, I watched a guy last night.
Whose job is that? I guess the cops.
They have cops, yeah. They have Amtrak police.
That's
kind
of miserable, dude. Yeah. Fucking, you're like a shepherd of crackheads.
Dude, how many times do you think they get that wrong? Like, it's just a normal black dude who's like falling asleep waiting for his train. And they're like, all right, buddy, get the fuck out of here. And then he like wakes up and is like, what's the problem? And they're like, oh, nothing, man.
Throw a crack pipe on him. Like, get him out of here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Stop and frisk him. Be like, I found a gun. Get him out of here.
Dude, I watched a guy last night dig his hand into his ass crack.
Like in over the
full
pants?
In, under everything.
Oh, man. Would he go from the front or the back?
Back. Reached hard into the back. So low that it was like definitely butthole nutsack territory. And then he was fucking digging hard. And this was, dude, I was sitting there. I was reading Animal Farm on the ground. I was sitting on the ground, like, reading George Orwell, like, oh, sweet. At, like, 3 a.m, watching this fucking black homeless dude just
finger
dig
his
into his butthole.
Oh.
Dig. And then he fucking took his hand out, and he fucking looked at it.
He thought about it.
And he smelled it.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I would have done the same. Yeah, exactly. Give him a little smell. But then he licked his hand.
Oh,
licked his
he
shit
took it
hand
to the next step
and then
the next
stuffed
level.
It stuffed it right back
we
in
lube it up, dude.
And then he fucking hit the hard fucking heroin pass out.
Oh,
so
no.
Funny, like the fucking standing fucking what does that look like? It looks like you're it's like you're trying to act out a like a lowercase n. Like you're just standing there and like your arms and you just hunch over.
It's like the yoga warm-ups. You like
it
bend
is.
Down, do the ragdoll.
So he fingered his asshole, licked it, fingered his asshole, and then hit a hard fucking.
Do you think his fucking taste in his butthole put him out or is the heroin?
Knocked him out, dude. Might have fucking put him in a hard nod.
He's
right
like,
there.
Damn, my butt tastes so good. And he's like, passed out.
But he was standing, so he was legal, dude.
That's so if you
he
stays,
had the fucking standing nod, so they're
that's
like,
probably why a lot
can't
of
touch him.
Dude. That's so fucking funny.
I was sitting on the steps at Madison Square Garden, like outside, because it was fucking, it was chaos inside. So
yeah.
I went back upstairs and like was sitting
outside.
Yeah,
you just outside. Saw a guy lick his butt
yeah,
finger.
I was like, Jesus Christ. And I was sitting on the floor. I
wrote in your book.
I was leaning against the wall of a TGI Fridays. It was fucking terrible, dude. And
all the fucking zombie crackheads were just trying to get into
TGI.
They're
all walking around.
That'd be hilarious. That was like an I Am Legend thing. That's where all like the zombies sleep in TGI Fridays. And they come out and they're like,
dude, I've never seen. They just walked it. There was one guy who was just walking in a circle, just a small circle. Like it's fucked in there.
Yeah.
It is fucked. So I get up. I was leaning against TGI Fridays, sitting on the floor. And then I got up and walked away. And when I came back, there was just a homeless guy with just the most disgusting shit ever, sitting exactly where I was sitting, and I was like, fuck.
You
know how many
spot.
Homeless guys have sat there before me?
Yeah. You know how many buttholes are fingered in that spot?
So I go outside, and I was sitting on the steps, and this fucking black security guard comes out, and he's like, can't sit there, man. And then he saw me like turn around, and he was like, ah, you're fine. I was like, oh, man.
That's good.
Well.
You don't want to get a crackhead.
Yeah, he thought I was a fat retard from behind.
That's
and then when he
tough.
Saw me turn around, I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, yeah, you're fine.
He's like, yeah. Damn, thought, dude. Yeah. They're just down there just like fucking accosting
they're
tars.
They're down there right
kids.
Now. I hope the mic picked that up.
I think it probably did.
They're down there right now as we speak, just walking. They're just goldfish in this weird tank.
Ugh.
Of
that
just
sucks.
Drugged out fucking... There was one guy who looked somewhat normal, and I just looked down. His feet were fucking black.
It's like weird when you see those guys and their shirts are off and they're just ripped. You're like, dude.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
How? Like, bro.
I don't know what they're up to.
I mean, they're just not eating, smoking crack, and like doing tons of weird chores, so you'd get ripped too.
Yeah, that's...
It's constantly just like taking out trash.
I saw, and it's funny too, because on Thursday or Friday or whenever I left... No, that was last week. Whenever I went to New York last week,
yeah.
I was at Penn Station. I watched a fucking homeless dude get kicked off the bench. He was sleeping at one of the benches, and a guy came by and like had to fucking rattle the fucking bench.
Oh, my God.
He like
God.
Fucking hit his baton against the bench to
get
like try
up.
To wake this guy up. This guy was not waking up. He had to just stand there and be like, all right, come on, come on, come on. And
God.
Like was hitting it because he's not going to fucking touch him. You don't want to
yeah,
touch this
the
fucking
fuck
guy.
No.
Then he woke him up, and the guy was like, what? What? He's like, you gotta go, man. You can't sleep here. He's like, unless you have a ticket. Do you have a ticket? He's like, yeah, I got a ticket.
It's like,
he's like, can
see
I see it? And he's like, no. Somebody.
Dude.
I was sitting in the pew across from him.
You're not allowed to sleep in the hospital waiting room either.
Really?
That night, remember I cut my finger?
Yeah.
I was in there for like 4 hours, dude. And there's this guy, he kept fucking sleeping. And then everyone, they come by, like, come on, man, get up. And finally, the cop dragged him the fuck out.
It was just a homeless guy just hanging out in the ER.
They'll check in. Like, what's your problem? Like, all right, my heart's messed up. And they'll just sleep in the ER.
That's a fucking good move.
It's a great move. And they'll go in there and try to get some drugs. It's a fucking nice move.
Yeah, what do you have to lose? What are you going to go in debt?
Exactly. Yeah, that doesn't matter. But yeah, the cop like had to drag the guy out. Everyone's like, what are you doing? It's like, well, the guy shouldn't be. Yeah. Get him the fuck out of here.
This place sucks. Get him out. Throw him out into the fucking woods.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Take these down to his mom's basement. Your mom voted for me. That's such a sick move.
Dude, that is... We have to fucking go chill there and try to, like, lay down.
Dude, go to Penn Station at 3 in the morning.
I'm going
to
start standing like that. Like, I'm just nodding heroin everywhere.
Nodding out is so funny.
I love when I
actually,
see
those actually, it's a
dudes.
Lowercase R, not an N. It's a lowercase R.
Okay, yeah.
That's the shape. You're standing, and then you just hunch over.
You just hunch over.
And lean your arms forward, but you just never fall, dude.
You're, like, deactivated Frankenstein, just kind of, like...
Yeah, it was very depressing to see.
Oh, it's horrible, dude.
Also, the rats. I was walking around New York City late night.
They're fucking big.
And it was... The city did sleep. The city was fucking asleep.
But not the rats.
I was walking around.
There's no one out.
It was me, the rats, and butthole fucking homeless guys.
You're not allowed to say homeless. You're supposed to say people experiencing homelessness.
Oh, really?
So, please keep that in mind.
All right.
That was a sick fucking thing on Facebook I saw.
It was me and a bunch of black faggot homeless... Bunch of faggot fucking black homeless trannies.
No.
There were some trannies down there, dude. I ran into some trannies down
some
there
trannies
at the trans station, dude.
Dude, I mean, did I not tell you? They're nocturnal.
Tran boys.
Yeah, they come out at night, dude.
Oh, lady boys did come out.
They come out in the moonlight.
There was a guy, he actually looked like Robert X. He's just wearing a blonde wig. It was just a regular white guy with a blonde wig and a dress. Walked past me and I was just like, man.
That is a fucking, like, I was at Whole Foods the other day. I was checking out, and there was just a dude in a fucking dress with just, like, curly hair.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking day ruiner, dude, because it's like, I look at my feet, and I'm just like.
Yeah, it's like, go ahead, man.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, can you fucking not see?
I don't want to see other people's mental instability. I got enough going on. That's what's hurtful about it. It's like, just wear fucking slacks and a t-shirt.
Exactly. Tuck it in.
Yeah. Tuck in your fucking t-shirt.
Instead of a dress, tuck in a fucking t-shirt, dude.
Yeah.
Put a belt on. Slick your hair back.
Yep. You can still identify as a woman. Yeah. Just identify as a woman that's dressed up like James Dean.
Or just do it in your house. Put on a dress. Walk around.
Yeah. Dude, New York New York is a fucking butthole.
I know.
I fucking walking around there is like everyone sucks.
Yeah.
Every person you see fucking sucks. They're wearing clothes that suck. They're all dressed like they're either really cool. Every single one of them's a fucking foreign. Even the white fuckers are foreign in that city.
Oh, dude,
it's crazy.
I feel like a fucking psycho when I go up there.
Yeah.
It's like, you ever see those advertisements online? It's like, order these outfits and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's like pre-made outfits that they like look at and they're like, I'm going to get that whole setup.
Yes.
It's like, you and I go, we buy a pair of fucking trousers.
I get a nice pair of slacks.
We get one thing at a time. I'm like, I need pants right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
I go to the store, I'm like, fuck, I need pants. And I buy pants.
Yeah, they get
these guys are like, I need a shirt, a watch, shoes that go
with my
shirt.
Yeah, they go online and they get a trunk. They sell trunks full of, like, wardrobes, outfits.
Jesus, dude, could you imagine?
No, I can't.
Putting on a fucking outfit.
Can you imagine putting on, like, a wooden watch? You ever see those?
Yeah, I have, actually. I have.
I mean, can you imagine putting that on with, like, some, like, horn-rimmed fucking glasses or whatever and fucking...
And actively taking the time to cuff your pants?
Basically dressing like Tommy Pope. That's who I'm just imagining. Dressing like Tommy Pope, except not being hot.
Yeah, it's
Tommy's
worse.
Hot, and he kind of fucking pulls it off somehow.
He does.
I mean, I still call him a fucking faggot for dressing the way he does.
Yeah.
But he's funny enough.
He also kind of kicks someone's ass.
Yeah, so he's a big guy.
That's an important lesson, and you should fucking be able to kick ass.
Yeah, if you're going to dress like a butt fucker, you better be able to fuck some butts.
You better take some Krav Maga, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't fuck with Tommy. That would suck.
No,
that would suck to fight him, dude. He's very athletic.
Yeah, I know.
Powerful, thick thighs, dude. Ooh.
Exactly.
That's a hot guy.
Got that fucking hard head.
Yeah. Well, anyway, enough about how hot Tommy is. Everyone in there, like, even the white people fucking suck.
They're the worst. That was my thing.
They are the worst.
There is in terms of white brutalness, New York City takes the cake.
It's got
to. It's literally the worst of white people in New York City.
It's got to be.
Just like,
Dude, and they're shitty. They're also shitty. There's like
they
guy.
Suck.
I saw this guy walking with like just long, shitty gray beard. Like a 45-year-old with like a long gray beard. Like, yeah, man, Brooklyn.
That's funny when
I'm
you
just
see.
Like, dude, why don't you fucking kill yourself?
Old dudes in cool clothes is just
the
absolutely.
Most, I know. That's what really bothers me. No matter who. Everybody yeah. in New York, even the old guys, are still kind of stylish.
Yeah. Every now and again, I'll hit a full-length mirror and be like, do I look like fucking Paul Rudd right now? Like a fucking young, like an old dude in like a hoodie and a billabong pants. Like, here's up, man.
Dude, I just can't. I can't deal with that. Like, see, I think that is what gets me the most.
Look,
like
the trendies, yeah.
Seeing somebody that looks like my dad dressed like in a cool outfit, and I'm like,
well, yeah, old dude with fucking like cut ragged diesel jeans. Is
old
just
dudes
like,
with like clear glasses. Or like cool glasses.
Hang
and all
it up,
shit.
Dude. Hang. Well, a lot of them get on that testosterone therapy shit, and it's like,
I don't think those boys are. I think those boys.
Dude,
are.
A lot of people take that. You'd be
I
surprised.
Think those boys are a little effeminate.
Yeah, it's true. Probably and taking estrogen.
One of the first times I went to New York, I was asking for directions. I was like, "Where's 12th and Hudson or whatever?"
No one wants to help.
I was fucking hitting white people because it was all white people on the street.
They're not gonna
and
tell
I was hitting
you.
Them. They're like, I do not speak the English. I was like, where the fuck are you from, dude? I don't have a lot of fucking Azerbaijanis in fucking Philly, so I don't, you know?
Well, I've asked, dude, in New York, I've asked for directions from people, and it's just people are just like, I don't know. And they just like walk by you, and it's like, dude, fuck you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I felt like while we were talking about New York there, I was like, is this even a podcast? Like, or are we just.
I forgot we were doing a podcast.
I
forgot
so
we were doing a podcast. Holy
I totally
fuck.
Did.
We
was
literally
like, even the white people suck.
The white people in New York are the worst.
White people in New York
are the
worst.
My least favorite part about New York.
The white people in New York are the worst part of New York.
Yeah,
that's where it's all like, that fucking ideology and feminists and liberalism comes out. Well, it's like
it
yeah, no shit,
there.
Dude. White people do suck in fucking New York.
The white people in New York is like if you took the white people in Florida and just cranked the dial to being huge pussies instead of like retarded rednecks.
Yeah,
that's the white people.
Yeah,
in New
it
York.
Is. They're you're exactly
fucking
right.
Suck.
Fuck, dude.
That's it.
Oh, I got to tell you this story.
What,
this is
what,
funny.
Let's have it.
So, one time I was in New York, and my rich aunt,
yeah.
She's not an aunt, she's a family friend, but she took me and my girlfriend to see this performance.
Okay.
And it was this, like, huge, almost like a gymnasium, like the size of, like, a high school gym.
In New York?
Theater. Yeah.
Damn.
And there were these two like scaffoldings basically at both ends, and the play or show was just these people in like spandex suits that kept climbing up to the top of these things and jumping off and falling flat on their face onto mats.
What?
Yeah, and like they kept jumping and falling, and like they would go off stuff and just land like belly flop off like
on a foam
three stories onto like a mat. And
holy fuck.
It was supposed to be like powerful, like
yeah.
art.
Yeah.
Dude, I was fucking. Me and my girlfriend like looked at each other like, is this fucking. Like, are we supposed to be like clapping? Like, everybody was like, oh, wow.
There was people doing belly flops into like memory foam, basically.
Yeah, and it was all like fucking gay dudes and white chicks.
There's a bunch of gay dudes jumping on the bed, dude.
And it was like, yeah, that's what we went and saw. And then. So at the time, like, we were howling laughing, and everyone was very serious about the show. And then she read that was, like, one of the most powerful shows. Like, it's supposed to represent, like, failing and getting back up and never being that. And we just sat there like, what the fuck is this? Wait, that's New York to me in a nutshell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of, like, pretentious fucking nothing.
Yeah.
A bunch of gay people falling down off of me. They were just belly flopping off fucking...
And give me $80.
And everybody being like, wow, that was awesome.
Ugh.
What the fuck?
Dude, the worst is when I was walking around up there and there was like a new apartment or condominium complex being built. And I think it was Oscar Wilde. There was like a quote written on like the coming soon, like the fucking come whatever hotels. And like the quote was like, and then he said to himself, to live anywhere else in New York City is a joke.
Yeah,
I was like, I was like, to live anywhere else in New York City, one must be joking. And I was just like, motherfucker, I was so fucking mad.
Yeah,
I was like, you fucking idiots. That's what you have to tell yourself when you're paying.
That's
fucking
the demeanor every day.
$3,000 a month for a fucking shoebox.
Like, wow. And then shit shit is just thrust on you all day. Like, I was there for a fucking weekend, and I was like, I need to fucking leave. Yeah. Like, I watched a guy finger his asshole and lick it. And then these fucking people are like, well, that's New York.
Ew.
It's like, no, dude, you guys just live on top of each other like fucking trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
And literally on top of trash.
Yeah. They live on top of trash?
Yeah, yeah. I think Manhattan's like half trash underneath it now.
Ew, dude.
And also, there's like this constant dirt in this city. There's like this black soot you can see on the sidewalks and shit. I got real taxi driver-ish up there. Like, I was like, the fucking trash of the city. I need to take out all this garbage. The rats and the homeless and the fucking hookers and trannies.
You should have, dude.
Yeah, I got fucking... I lost my shit this week.
Oh, you never made it back, dude. You just fucking...
I almost didn't. Thank God that fucking... The Rose Rich Voss was the sickest shit I've ever seen. It was so cool.
One day, dude, I'm going to lose you up there. You're going to push a tranny in front of a train, dude.
I'm going to be fucking out, dude. I can't go up there. That was another thing I decided this weekend. I was like...
Dude, I went up there for a month. I was like, I got to move up here. I'll probably be up here. Blah, blah, blah. I came back. I was like, I'm going to quit comedy, dude. Comedy sucks. New York sucks. I went into that fucking...
I did Skankfest this weekend. And that's cool. It was still cool. I was still around, like, really good comics. And even then, I was like... Fuck New York, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck it. There's no space. Dude, it's all fucking
packed in. I'm getting the GBs thinking about it. When I was just in my little fucking room and there's three strangers living with me, I was like, this is fucking hell.
It is hell.
Ugh.
We're Americans, dude. We were born fucking free. We're supposed to roam.
Heard that, dude.
We can't be cooped up in some butthole fucking gay hive.
Heard that.